It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hello and welcome to the Trampled Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, August 20th, 2022. My name is Andy Vaughan and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Aloha. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm mediocre to middling to slightly below average.
I would say I'm good to soft.
Good to soft. Absolutely fantastic. Let's hope it stays there then.
Yeah.
I take it if it firms up, that's better, yeah?
Much better for me. Okay. It's a quick horse. I'm not native native river. Is it native,
native river?
Loved running in the schlop.
Yeah. He did indeed. And with us this week is our guest, Dave Greenfield. How you doing, Dave?
Yeah, same as guys. Bit of a mixed bag, wasn't it? It wasn't great.
Last week was horrible for me. Not just in picks wise, but watching my team Dundee United just get absolutely destroyed twice.
I did watch the game. So.
Utterly awful. Really bad. And we're in a bad way now as well, because that's one point we've got. And we just got absolutely trounced by Hearts as well, following our 7-0 defeat away in Alkmaar. It's just not, 4-1. We scored a penalty. We could beat by Hearts 4-1. So we got a goal from the penalty spot. Just bad. Not good. And then the picks on top of that were, we got unlucky a lot of times. I don't think anything really went for us last week. A few nil-nils in there.
All draws, which just, and they're all even money numbers as well. Both some of the outsiders as well would suffer from early cards, which is just like the worst thing. It's like, I need this team to put in a great profile, 10 men. That is never how it goes.
So let's recap it then. It's not going to be fun, but we'll do it. I got the banker treble off to, to a nothing start. Kawasaki versus Kyoto Sanga. Really like the home win at odds of 4-9. And I still will like the home win if the odds are that price when the game actually gets played. This game was postponed because of a typhoon in Japan. Not much we can do there. It wasn't a loss though, just a void on the Kubin.
Non-runner to start with. I had my banker did come in. This was AS Roma away at Salernitana. First game of the season. Roma won 1-0. I'd have liked to be a bit more comfortable in that. But if you look at the overall stats of the game, Roma had less of the ball, but way more shots on target. Way more. They just were hitting on the break whenever they go in. So, it wasn't our man who scored to start with. It was Brian Cristante. None of the Abrahams were involved. Any of the brothers. So just a 1-0 win for me in there. And that went off. It drifted a little bit. So, went off at 1-2. So, yes, Roma started the bankers well for me. Dave?
Yeah, so I had Arsenal to beat Leicester. 1-2, went off about 6-11 in the end. But Arsenal won the game 4-2. Comfortably 2-0 up by half-time. A couple of goals from Jesus. First one, a sublime finish, wasn't it, if you saw it. And then Arsenal sort of had an Arsenal moment, didn't they, at the start of the second half. Saliba with a own goal from a header. But then a minute later, Xhaka scores. Makes it 3-1. Madison getting one, 3-2. And then again, a minute later, after that, Arsenal score again. Arsenal had 19 attempts, 7 on target. They look good again, didn't they, to be fair to them. Especially
they are looking good. They're looking like they're going to score goals as well, which is nice. They'll be one to look out for. I did say, I think, in the first episode of this season that I quite fancy Arsenal for a top four finish this year. I think they'll come fourth. And then on, I mean, okay, it's very early days, but quite happy with what I'm seeing so far. And that's another banker treble in. If you put the treble on, that was a winning return. Obviously, you get a void for my game. So I think it worked out just over even money, which is all right. Nice way to start the week. We then moved on to the value picks. I was in the Danish Superliga. My value pick was 15-8, so almost 2-1. I just thought it was a really good spot to back Norgeland away at Aalborg. The bet lost. The game finished 0-0, but Norgeland did have the best of it. 68% possession, 12 shots to Aalborg's 5. So I think that was a misprice at 15-8. We just didn't get it in this time. But hey, you know, yeah, you can't complain about a 15-8 shot not coming in, I guess. And it was close.
It was almost the exact circumstance for my game as well. This was AC Ajaccio, recently promoted, against Racing Club Lens, or Lens. I've been told my French pronunciation of most of the teams is wrong by someone in our French office from myself and Andy's work, who'd listened to the podcast. So I have to stop saying Pau, it's Po, Lens rather than Lens, and Reims. Not correct. I can't even really say Reims properly. I tried it a couple of times and I just sound a bit daft. So
go on, give us it. What should it be?
It should be Reim.
All right, okay. Opposed to Reims. That makes sense. Reim. Okay.
Yeah, but I just feel like it. Yeah, anyway. So AC Ajaccio versus Lens. Same spot as Andy, 0-0 draw. Much more to the ball, much more goal attempts, much more shots and goal. Ajaccio ended up with like 5 players booked by halftime, so they were really dug in to try and get something out of this game, and they did, so credit to them. Lens went off at 13-10, so again, way over even money, but no return this week, and another 0-0 draw. Dave, how's your value?
Well, I'm going to complete a hat-trick of 0-0 draws. Wonder what odds we'd have got for that.
I know, that's yeah.
That would be great if playing the pools back in the day.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it was Port Vale against Bolton, and I fancied Bolton at 16-11. To be fair, Bolton were on top first half, but Santos got sent off for 2 bookings, sent off on the 37th minute, and to be fair, just killed the game. Port Vale didn't offer a lot, and Bolton did offer a lot second half either. They happily played out a 0-0 draw, but yeah, it was one of them, weren't it? I think maybe if Bolton keep 11 men on the field, they're going to win it. You don't know, do you? But
yeah,
it was certainly more of a chance than they did with Dundee.
It was one of them, but we managed to find 3 of them. 3 of those one of thems this week. Just unfortunate, all 0-0. You know, I send it off in your game, and then myself and Gordon's like probably the better chances and certainly the better possession. So unfortunate. And we'll look to. Well, you know, the picks were still good. You know, they were big odd shots here. So hopefully luck falls in our favor this week. On to the outsiders. And I was in Scotland for St Mirren versus Ross County. Both these teams will struggle this year. And you can probably see that by the fact that this game ended 1-0 to the home side, St Mirren. So no outsider for me. I'd backed Ross County. St Mirren, 40% possession, but still won the game 1-0. They had 2 shots on target to Ross County's 1. So there wasn't much going on here. Both sides will probably struggle. And no outsider win for me. I thought it'd be a coin flip game, and I went for the 11-5 team.
Okay, well, mine also didn't come in. I had Raith versus Morton. I'm just going to stop buying games with Morton, and I've yet to select any good positive Morton-based results this season. You try and back them, they lose. You try and back against them, or even to draw, and they win. So
I believe they're playing high-flying top of the league Dundee this week, are they not?
They are.
So you might think...
We'd all like to see a Morton win, but I'm not gonna deal with that this week. Raith versus Morton. It was 2-0 to Raith after 66 minutes, and Morton got a goal back in the 80th. Again, they had more of the ball, more shots on target, more shots off goal. You know, they were decent for it. Raith just they got their chances in the net. This is going to be the story of this entire week, is that occasionally you're trying to find games that are priced not as coin flips, and this was one of them. They they had enough of the ball to do the damage and didn't do it. So no outsider for me this week. And you'll be both relieved to know that Morton do not feature in any of my picks during this week. So Dave, what have you got?
Yeah, so my outsider turned out to be my worst pick of the week. It was Plymouth versus Peterborough. And I like Peterborough at 19-10. They ended up losing the game 2-0. Peterborough had looked pretty decent before this, but they weren't great at the weekend. You know, Plymouth took the lead through Finazaz, who's on loan from Villa. Looks decent at that level. And then Ryan Hardy got the second with a penalty to finish the game off. They had played in the League Cup last Tuesday, and Peterborough won that game 2-0.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, look pretty decent, albeit with two different squads out. But yeah, no, they just weren't that good, Peterborough. But outside, and we're not going to get them all in every week.
One thing to note about that, Dave, is that your outsider Peterborough actually drifted around after that midweek game, because obviously you tipped them before it and
yeah,
quite large price. They ended up going off at like 75-85. Like they dropped right in. So you were on the right side of, like, you had the value to start with. It's just they didn't capitalize on it.
Cool.
Green Army. On to the charity picks, and the theme of the week continues. My charity pick lost. I took Aberdeen, and I know a lot of people this week in various groups had Aberdeen. It was all over Twitter. They just played badly and got a bad result against Motherwell at home. They lost 3-2. At no point were they 2-0 up, unfortunately. They lost an early goal. They turned it around to be 2-1 in front just after halftime. And then went on to lose the match. So a disappointing result for Aberdeen and quite a disastrous result for a lot of people betting on Scottish football, because I think they were a very tasty price at 4-5 and most people would have had them on their weekend slips.
I got absolutely done in Norway in my charity bet, and I feel
personally
aggrieved by this. So I had taken those fucking Ham Cam cunts to lose to Vålerenga. I had Vålerenga away at Ham Cam. Ham Cam are recently promoted and they've been very good. Vålerenga were up 1-0 at halftime, went in at the break, and I actually thought the notification I was getting was the game to be over, but it was Ham Cam equalising 90+3 to kill my leg of the charity bet. And yeah, it was just... After, because so this game kicked off at 7 p.m. and Roma kicked off at 7:45. After that went in, I was certain I was losing my charity bet. You know, that way I'm just like, nah, this is not happening. Yeah. Roma are going to get out of 10 men after 4 minutes or something and just do me in here. But yeah, I mean, yeah, not a great week for me. But the charity
I obviously want to see all the picks on the podcast come in, but that happening has saved me a tenner this week. So.
How's it saved you tenner this week?
Because you'll be back in the charity this week, will you not?
No, it goes across if we both lose.
Oh, did you do it last? Oh, you did it last week. Oh, okay. I thought that.
I'll have you.
Yeah, we both lost. So I thought it was me. So we switch. Oh no, it's my turn anyway.
I technically did get the charity bet as a free bet because I did back Villa and Everton's price boost on Hills with a tenner for like they boosted like a goal to over even money, and I was like, great, that's fine, tenner on that. Hey, charity bets, they all lost. So I've kind of spoiled the surprise with Dave's pick. So Dave, how did your charity pick go on?
Yeah, so it was a loser, but it was Accrington against Burton. And I locked Accrington at 10-11. And this guy ended up 4-4.
I mean, mental.
This was some game. Value for entertainment here if you were at Accrington at the weekend. So Burton hadn't scored all season, including, and won all season, including the game in the League Cup. They go 3-0 up, 2-0 up at half-time, and then go 3-0 up with a hat-trick from Keelan Dunn, who they'd picked up from Oldham in the summer. Aki replied two quick goals on 52-57, but then Burton went 4-2 up in the 81st minute. And then Aki brought on a guy called Josh Woods in the 88th minute. He scores on the 90th minute to make it 3-4. And then he sets up the equaliser in the 96th minute.
So that's an impact sub for you there.
Yeah, again. But, yeah. I mean, Aki had 20 goal attempts 8 on target. Burton 15, 5 on target. So like I say, if you were down there that game at the weekend, that's, you know, you probably wanted Aki to win, but it's some entertainment for a good thing for League 2 football. League 1 football even, sorry.
Yeah, 8-goal thriller.
Yeah.
What superb. But not superb for our charity bet, but you know, we all picked losers, so work to do for all of us in this week's picks. We do have a Facebook group, guys. Please do join us on Facebook. A lot of people chatting back and forth. Dave, I see we're recording this on Tuesday. You have a selection for tonight's card out on Facebook. No point in really mentioning it here because by the time this podcast is out, the games will be gone. But do join us on Facebook and you'll get access to those extra little midweek things now and again. And you'll hear opinions from right across the community. We've got a couple of hundred people interested in football betting and betting on other sports in there. We also have a Patreon channel and we'd like to welcome Charlie. Thanks for joining us on Patreon this week. So another Patreon member.
Welcome, Charlie. That's
just to give something back to the show. It's £6 a month. You get this podcast as a video file as soon as we do it. So that'll be uploaded this evening, Tuesday night. You get a cheat sheet with all the picks written down every week. So you don't have to try and remember any of the games or what we said or what we like for the weekend. And you get some other stuff as well. There's some extra video podcast content for the horse racing, for the golf majors, sometimes for the darts, just big sporting events throughout the year. There's always some extra stuff in there too. So join us over on Patreon. We'd love to have you. We also have the middle section for Patreon viewers, which is where we shoot the breeze about stuff that's been going on this week and any picks that didn't perhaps make the show. I had two middle picks last week and they both won at odds of 21 to 10 and 5 to 2. So a bit gutting that for the regular show, they weren't included. But
mine
they
also,
were there.
Mine also come in.
Did your middle section come in as well?
Kiel beat Heidenheim, I think it was, 2-0. I was like, wonderful. Great. Glad I saved that one. So hope he's gotten that and none of my other picks. That'd be great.
Well, we're going to that now. We're going to recap them now. And on our normal podcast channel, you'll hear from our sponsors. So we'll see you guys after the break.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back, and now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, August 20th, 2022. And as normal, we'll run through our banker picks, our value picks, outsider picks, and then end with a pick from each of us to go in a charity treble where all the returns, should we get any, go to a charity of our choosing, which we'll announce next week. So to kick us off with the bankers, I'm very close to home. Saturday, the early kickoff at 12:30. In the Scottish Premiership for Hibs versus Rangers. And the away win for Rangers is 3-5, which is pretty damn big, in my opinion. Rangers are a perfect 9 points out of 9-3 games into the new Premiership season with wins against Livingston, Kilmarnock and St Johnstone, where they've scored 8 goals and conceded only once. And that was actually the first goal that they saw in any of their matches. And they came back to win. They've been absolutely dominant across these games too. They've had over 70% possession in each of the games. And they've had a total of 63 attempts at goal across 3 games, which is high by anyone's standard. Hibs have 4 points from their opening 3 matches. They beat 10-man St Johnstone, big whoop. They drew with Hearts with a last touch of the game equaliser, and they lost last week to Livingston. They've scored 3 goals and conceded 3 goals for a goal difference of 0. So, you know, based on all that, Rangers just look far too strong for a Hibs side that isn't up to very much. And while they'll raise their game, or you would hope they would raise their game for a visit from Rangers, the 3-5 odds are just really, really high and too good for me to turn down. So my banker this week is Rangers. Gordo, any opinion on that? Obviously, you're a Hibs fan.
No, I think the opinion on that is I will just completely abstain from discussion upon it. I think you're correct in that we're going to lose. I would just like to see us not do that. It's much like the Dundee United St Mirren game that you were talking about. I know it's going to take place. I know I want to win. I have no hope in that happening.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean,
what's your banker pick?
Yeah, I mean, I'll move you on to some more positive news. So I am in Napoli for my or Naples in for my banker pick, which kind of gives away who I'm backing for Napoli versus recently promoted Monza. Napoli got off to a flying start from the first round of the Italian League, winning 5-2 away at Verona after conceding an early goal to one of our podcast favourites, Mr. Kevin Lasagna, who's recently been transferred to Verona.
It's Kevin.
But Napoli have made some really shrewd signings over the summer. Like they've signed a Georgian boy, Kvaratskhelia, I think the guy's name is, who was playing in the Georgian League. He was playing in Russia, now he's playing in Georgian League. Straight into the first team day one for the preseason friendlies. He scored 3 goals in the preseason friendlies, and he scored another one to start off that game. Some other ones in there as well, and they've still got Victor Osimhen, Zielinski, Lobotka, Politano all scored in there. They had a goal chopped off as well for a 6-2 win. So they're playing really well. Monza are interesting this season. They lost their first game to Torino, no real shame in that, but they've went full Gretna. They've signed like a whole bunch of guys that you're like, oh, I remember him. He plays football. So they've got some interesting guys. Like, remember Ranocchia, who was playing with Inter a couple of seasons ago? Pablo Mari, ex-Arsenal player in there. Marlon from Shakhtar's days. He used to terrorise Celtic players when they played them. I seem to remember that in the Champions League. But they've got a whole bunch of guys in there that you're like, oh, Andrea Carboni, and a whole bunch of players that I don't think are quite good enough for this level. Napoli, I think, will win this game, and you're getting them, I think, what's a rather farcical odds of 4-11 to do so. This game's in February. They are much shorter. They're 1-4 here because Monza will be around in the relegation places. But 4-11 for Napoli here represents good value for me, but it's a Sunday evening game, so 5:30. Dave, what have you got in the banker area?
Monza, so I'm Kenny Duker, the good doctor. He's a great man, wasn't he?
He was. Yes.
That's incredible.
He's banging about 10 a gang, didn't he?
He was. Yes, I don't think they quite have him as of yet, but I'm sure they're keeping their options open if Pablo Mari doesn't work out for them. That's it. Banker-wise, that's me hopefully sorted. And Dave, what have you got?
Yeah, so for my banker, I'm in your guys' hometown. Well, hometowns, so I'm not actually 100% sure where Bonnyrigg is in Scotland, but that kind of gives it away. It's Bonnyrigg against Albion Rovers, Saturday 3 p.m. It's Scottish League 2, and I'm going to type Bonnyrigg here at 1-2. So we've talked about Bonnyrigg a few times on the middle section of Patreon, if you've been watching, and they got promoted from the playoffs from the Lowland League last season, and they sit second at the moment after 3 games, 7 points, scoring 7, conceding 2. Whereas Albion Rovers are bottom of this league with no points. They've only scored 1 goal and they've conceded 4. You know, Bonnyrigg have beat 4-4, East 5, and they drew with Stranraer last week. Whereas Albion have lost to East 5, lost to Stenhousemuir, lost to Dumbarton. Kevin Smith is the second top goal scorer with 3 goals this season for Bonnyrigg as well. So, we spoke about him before. I think they're going to do pretty well. Got a good budget down there for most promoted teams in that league down there. So, where is Bonnyrigg exactly then, guys?
I don't actually really know where Bonnyrigg is, to be honest. It's not they're recently promoted. Andy, could you step in? Do you know where Bonnyrigg is?
Lothian? It's Edinburgh. It's Edinburgh way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Gordon and I are based in Glasgow, so it's not far. but it's neither Edinburgh than it is Glasgow. So take us about an hour to get there.
So apparently the average hotel is £109 a night. If you want more nice Bonnie Rigg notes. But yeah, so I think it's a good pick in there, Dave. You're right, yeah. You do have a massive budget in comparison to the rest of the teams in that league.
So that's three bankers, Rangers, Napoli and Bonnie Rigg. And if they all come good, the treble is 2.3 to 1. So pretty good. And we're 100% on our bankers so far. So let's keep that rolling. On to the value picks now. And I am back in one of my favourite leagues on Sunday at 11 a.m. UK time for Shonan Bellmare versus the Kashima Antlers in the Japanese J1 League. We've got about 10 games left to play in the J-League. And Kashima are currently in second spot, 5 points behind the leaders Yokohama F. Marinos. And they've got 43 points from 25 matches. So they've been having a really good season. Their hosts, Shonan, are only 1 point above the relegation zone. So they've 25 points from 24 games. And they're only 3 points ahead of dead last place. So they're in serious danger of being relegated. They're also not really that good at home. They've only achieved 13 points from 13 home games this season. The third worst home record in the league. Scoring only 9 home goals and conceding 20. That's pretty poor, especially if you're up against a team that's had a season like Kashima has. Big game for the Antlers. They've slumped a bit recently in terms of form. I think they've only managed 5 points from the last 5 games, but this is a huge opportunity for them to put 3 points on the board and you know, really stake a claim that they're going to be involved in the title race at the end of the season. 13 to 10 for an Antlers win. I think that's pretty good, getting over even money on this game. So that's my value pick for this week. Kashima Antlers.
Nice one. Let's hope the Typhoons let us get this.
Let the game go ahead. Yeah.
Let the game be played. I'm going to say what I'm going to say really quietly now. This pick. This might be pick of the week. I know that means I'm going to murder this, but yeah, this is Gersunyaspor versus Kayseri-Pasa. And I really, really, really like this pick. And I think Joey will also back me up on this when he listens to this. So let me take you into it. So Gersunyaspor versus Kayseri-Pasa. 2 games into the Turkish league so far. Gersunyaspor beat Galatasaray away at a big price of 7-1, 1-0 last week, and lost their first game 3-2 to Adana Demirspor, who have, I don't know if any of you guys have seen this, have one of the oddest front lines kind of going at the moment. They have Brett Asombalonga from who we may remember from playing for Middlesbrough for a while, and Forest and Peterborough and various different teams. He went straight from Middlesbrough to Demirspor, which is a nice move for him. They've got a couple of players like that. You're like, ah, shit, he's still doing it. Gorkan Inler, if you remember him as well, the Swiss boy who was playing for a while. And they've got some other ones as well that I was wanting to mention. But yeah, they've got some pretty decent players. They're actually top of the league at the moment. Their first 2 games have been 2 wins against, they've scored 3 in both of them, against Gersunyaspor and Sivasspor in there. Gersunyaspor's opponents this week, Kayseri-Pasa, are fucking garbage. And their first 2 games of the season, they've conceded 10 goals, 4 in the first, 6 in the second. So they conceded 4 to Başakşehir and 6 at home to Fenerbahce. And now this wasn't a game as if, like, you know, they got a man sent off early, fine. But there was only 1 goal prior to that. And we see what Bolton managed to hold on for a draw there. So they can't quite compete at that level. Can't quite compete at that level in there. Kayseri-Pasa are not going to be good this season. You know, their 2 games have been rancid so far. They played Galatasaray in the preseason cup that they do. So they have played a kind of the same team this season so far. They lost that game 2-1. I really like Gersunyaspor here. You get them at 5-4 or 15-11 at William Hill. So shop around for your prices there. But yeah, I really like this. And I know that by mentioning this as my favourite thing that I'm bringing to the show this week, I have all but ensured Kayseri-Pasa's first points of the season. So I congratulate them on that ahead of the game. But yeah,
I know literally nothing about the Turkish league. Like, nothing.
Did Joey finish like, his work yet? I'll just dial him in now.
yeah, get Joey in to talk about that. But you know, there's just some leagues you just don't know anything about at all. Like, you might as well have been talking about the West Highland Women's Curling League or something.
Yeah,
but I just don't. I just
they were
don't
in the mid-section.
Know.
That, you can steal my picture.
So I'm trusting you, G-man.
Yeah,
trust me, I mean, to bring it home.
They're a big price, so let's. They're a big price for what they are. So let's just bring it home. So Dave, are you, which Turkish team are you taking in the middle slot?
I'm not sure there's any Turkish players even playing in this game, but it's. I'm in League One Saturday at 3 o'clock, and it's Shrewsbury against Ipswich. I'm going to tag Ipswich here at 6-5. So Ipswich sit top of League One at the minute, 7 points from 3 games, scoring 6, conceding 2. Shrewsbury sitting in 15th. They've got 4 points from their 3 games, scoring 2, conceding 2. Ipswich have had a decent start. Drew 0-0 with Bolton, beat Forest Green away 2-1. And then last week they beat MK Dons 3-0, and apparently that game, the Ipswich were absolutely superb. I mean, you can, if you go on a few like Ipswich fan sites, the fans are absolutely like saying it's the best they've seen Ipswich play for that many years. They actually, in that game, there's a 55 minute stretch where MK Dons didn't even have a shot in 55 minutes. That's how well they control that game. I mean, Jonai Dinashtian, he plays right centre half. He got 2 assists in that game, and one of them was from a right wing back. So, like, you can tell, like
a pressing game, these boys, then. Yeah, they're
you can tell how they're playing their football. Anyway, Shrewsbury have drew 0-0 with Morecambe. They got beat by Accrington 2-0. And then, to be fair, they had a decent win against Wickham last week, 2-1 win. But Ipswich also got a decent record here against Shrewsbury in the last 5 games. They've won 3 and drawn 2. Just, you know, Ipswich are one of the favourites for this league, and their performances so far have shown why. And I don't see any reason why it's going to stop here away at Shrewsbury. But, yeah.
Nice one.
Excellent. And a treble on the value picks of Kashima Garanse Vapor. Is that right, Gordon? I think you because in the message you spelt it wrong. So
that will be autocorrect.
I am badly pronouncing a misspelt team. So yeah, good luck. And at Ipswich, 10.38 to 1. So over 10 to 1 for the value treble. That's pretty good. On to our outsiders, where we look for something that the bookies have priced up as an underdog. I am in Germany in the Bundesliga, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. UK time for Union Berlin versus Red Bull Leipzig. And the home win for Union here is 5-2, which is quite a big price on a home team. We're only 2 games into the season, but they finished last season in 5th place, only 1 point behind Leipzig. So, you know, historically, these two teams have been pretty equally matched. They've started this season pretty well, undefeated. They've got 4 points. Leipzig, they've drawn their first 2 matches, 1-1 away at Stuttgart, and then again 1-1 at home to FC Cologne. Neither particularly good results. I think it's just quite surprising for Union to be such big dogs in this spot, especially as the home team. They're really, really good at home. They haven't lost a home game in their last 12 home matches. You have to go back to February when Dortmund beat them, and that was their one loss from their last 19 home matches across all competitions. So they're solid at home, and they're playing against a team that they basically matched all of last season. Union also won both times they played in Berlin last year in 2021. They beat RB Leipzig twice in Berlin, both 2-1 scorelines. So I like the big price of 5-2 for them here. As underdogs, so they're my outsider.
I really like that pick. It was one that I tend to avoid back in Arsenal, Union Berlin, or Kawasaki Frontale for my podcast picks.
I thought you were just going to avoid backing teams that predominantly play in red, but you threw in the blue of Kawasaki there.
No, I don't generally back them on the podcast. I think it's probably something. It's like if you showed up and started backing some of the teams I'm going to mention next, I'd be like, do I just stay out of the league too, mate? So I think it is a really good pick in there. So hopefully I'll be able to add to what I think is a good pick in there with a French League 2 game. This was the fourth round of the League 2, and it's Stade Laval, recently promoted from the Championnat National back up to League 2, playing just parachuted out FC Metz from League 1. They are two teams here that are pretty solid. Stade Laval generally float between the Liga Nationale and also the League 2. FC Metz float between League 2 and the top French division, League 1. I fancy a draw in this game. The bookies have it as the prices for it is 7-4, 2-1, 7-4. So they've got pretty they've got no real idea what's going on here. The reason I say a draw in this is I think FC Metz are probably good enough to win this game if it's played the other way around and they're playing at home. But Stade Laval are great at home. They were they got picked, I think, in the first couple of seasons of this podcast. I was picking them religiously when they played at home. They just, you know, they struggle away from home, but they're pretty damn good there. And they've started the season pretty well so far with two wins from three. Both teams are on 6 points after three games. So they're already, you know, together in the table there. I think the game's going to end up a draw. 2-1, 21-10 on Bet365 if you want a little more spice in there. Obviously, you're not getting an early payout in a draw. Unless it was a 2-0 one. But yeah, so that's the... I seen Andy's laughing in the background. I think I remember Boob a couple of years ago by saying that was I think it was going to be a one each win, or was it a 1-0 draw in one of the games? But yeah, so I like Stade Laval and Metz to draw this game. I think 21-10 is a big price for that, considering they haven't really played each other actually since like the mid-2000s, but all of those games were one goal swings. But I'm not really taking much stock from their form in 2005. Dave, what do you think for your outsider bit?
So I'm going to be in the Premier League again, Saturday at 3 p.m. It's Everton against Notts Forest. I think I'm going to type Forest here at 3-1. I don't think any team should ever be 3-1 against Everton at the minute. I wouldn't even put Russell 3-1 against Everton. But there's only been two games this season so far, as we know, but Everton have got no points from both games. They've only scored once, and that was a Dean your own goal for them last week in their loss to Villa. You know, they lost 1-0 to Chelsea. Their injury list is horrendous. I mean, they've got no Decore, no Gomez, no Townsend, no Godfrey, no DCL, no Yerry Mina. Their only striker they've actually got fit is Rondon. And would you even call him a striker?
No.
Would you even call him a footballer? I'm not really sure. There's talk they're after Maupay from Brighton to come in. But right, Chelsea have bid 40 million for Anthony Gordon today. So
they could be losing
Anthony Gordon as well, which would put them even further down. But yeah, they brought in Connor Cody, which I'm very surprised about, seeing as he's such a massive Liverpool fan. I don't know why he's going to play for Everton, but
yeah, closer to Anfield to watch other games. So that
didn't money talks, obviously. Brought in Dwight McNeil and a guy they brought on last week. To be fair, he looked decent, and it's what's my name?
There you go. There's your little musical section.
We'll thank Alan Shearer for that joke, because he did that joke on Match of the Day. Forest lost their opening game 2-0 to Newcastle, but they beat West Ham last week at home 1-0. They're a bit fortunate. They had a penalty. West Ham missed a penalty, had a goal disallowed, but Forest looked okay. But I think they can, the lack of Everton firepower. And, Forest just this week, they brought in Dennis from Watford, Chet Coyote, who was released from Palace, the Broom Frula, the Swiss guy from Atlanta. Put that with Lingard, Henderson, Toffolo, O'Brien, and his new favourite player, Nico Williams, who looks good at the back.
He does, doesn't he? Very good. Very good in my fantasy draft team is Nico Williams. What a guy.
Yeah, but they've got some good players there, and I think that can cause Everton some problems there. Because, like I said, I wouldn't be touching Everton at all. So the last meeting between these two sides at Everton was the last time Forest were in the Premier League. It was 1999. Forest won that game 1-0. Quiz question: who got the goal?
Pierre Van Hooijdonk.
Yes.
That long ago. Superb. Right.
But like I said, I won't be touching Everton, especially with no strike force and the fact that they've lost two players. Games. We'll gladly tap Forest at 3-1.
Yeah, I like it, Dave. And you know, outsiders difficult to get, but I like to combine the three as a Trixie, so I only need two of them. If you were to go for a straight-up treble there on Union Berlin, a draw between Laval and Metz, and a win for Nottingham Forest, 42.4-1. So, you know, we've certainly hit the brief there. We are going for outsiders. And we'll see how we get on. They are the main picks from the show. Now on to the serious business of picking winners for our charity treble. And I am just going straight in the deep end with the earliest, possibly the earliest kickoff possible, to try and get a winner on the board straight away. Friday at 11:30 a.m. UK time in the Japanese J1 League for Nagoya Grampus versus Jubilo Iwata. Nagoya are mid-table. They've got 30 points from 24 matches. They're in danger of doing nothing. Either end of the table, really. But Jubilo Iwata are dead last. They've got 22 points from their 25 games. Nagoya, decent form, 8 points from the last 5 matches. Iwata have only 3 points from their last 5, which is strange considering they've scored only once and conceded 11. It just so happens that one goal was enough to beat Shonan 1-0. and Shonan are bad. Which is why, you know, if you remember, my value pick is Kashima to beat Shonan. So this sort of feeds into that a little bit. So that's where they've got their 3 points in the 5-game form table from. They were absolutely battered in the other 4 matches by a combined scoreline of 11-0. Most recently 6-0 at home to the Urawa Red Diamonds. Iwata are also the worst travelling team in the league. They've managed 7 points from 12 away games this season. This should be a comfortable home win for Nagoya. The odds are 4-7, and I'm hoping that we've got one in the bag nice and early for charity come Friday morning.
Good. My charity bet is a much higher price this time.
You're mental. You're a crazy man.
This is Heidenheim versus Bielefeld. You're also not going to like my reasoning either, to clarify that. So Heidenheim, top of the German Bundesliga. Bielefeld haven't had a point yet from their 4 games.
What is this?
You're going to hear me out, right?
See if this is because I'm backing it this week anyway and you're expecting to do it next week, so you're just going to put in some bullshit pick.
That wouldn't do anything for me in this. This is Heidenheim versus Bielefeld. So you might remember Bielefeld from last season and being absolutely awful in the...
this is doing nothing for me just now.
In the Bundesliga, but they're now in Bundesliga 2. They haven't started fantastically so far, losing 2-1 to Rostock and 2-0 to Hamburg, who both are all right in that league. Hansa Rostock are okay, but Hamburg, they're pretty decent in there. They're playing against Heidenheim, who've been pretty good so far. They've taken, from their games, they've taken 9 points from their 4 games. I fancy a draw in this game and not a Heidenheim win.
Why?
Right, so hear me out. This game has been played. They played each other when Heidenheim were at home. The last 4 times have all been draws. So this has been 0-0, 1-1, 2-2, 3-2 in the last times they've played.
3-2 is not a draw.
Sorry. 0-0, 1-1, 2-2, 2-2, and 3-2 was prior to that. So it was 4 out of the last 5 games have been draws. I think Bielefeld will start to pick up points here. What they did they got relegated out of the Bundesliga, but what they did quite well was draw games. That was their only points. Like they tend to get quite a lot of draws here. Now, I looked at this game as a Heidenheim win, but I couldn't bring myself to back it because I just feel like this is going to end up as a really boring draw, like a 0-0 draw, like no notification style draw. And you know, I'm even happy to take the mantle of the charity bet off you this week, purely because I am putting quite a large pick in here. If you would like,
No, we're all good. It's my turn to back it. That's all. I'm just glad this is Sunday, so that we can see if we've hit every other pick on the 12-fold. I might just be like, I'm not normally a fan of cashing out, but I don't think I like this pick at all.
I mean, and that's fine. You don't have to. I just think that this game will head towards a draw. Bielefeld will start to pick up points in this league. They will. They're bad, but they're not ended up in the fucking Dritte Liga bad. They're just regular mid-season. They're regular mid-table kind of German League 2 bad. And I don't think Heidenheim have got enough to hang around long enough at the top of the table to kind of do anything around there. I mean, last season, they ended up about sixth, and they were well behind Hamburg for getting anywhere near the promotion places. So, yeah, I think this game's going to be a draw. I knew you weren't going to like it, and you were going to like this pick. So,
you didn't exactly sell it to us either. No, here's all the reasons Heidenheim will win this game. I'm going to back a draw.
The only other thing to mention to you as well, which I think you both will enjoy, is that Heidenheim played a pre-season friendly versus Rommerstein. This is a club that are in, like, there's no fixtures written down for them, so I don't know like what league they're down for. And Rommerstein lost this game 29-0. They were 13-0 down at half-time. You go and imagine a team not there, you're like, I've got the wind in the second half, boys. Like, great, let's just go and see the other 16. So yeah, I like a draw in this game. Dave, what have you got? Because definitely going to matter this week.
It was one of those things where I thought it was like a start off where you just listed things that were bad against Bielefeld, and then it was going to get better. It just didn't get any bad.
Sometimes you get a feel for a game, and this one, I mean, I've given my reasoning, and I'm not going to make up anything in there as if that there is any more reasoning than what I've given. I just think this game's going to end up a draw. So, and it's even in the charity area. It's not even in the outsider slot.
Let's get your pick, Dave, and then I'll get the fourth pick from my dog, who's put in the same amount of work by just like walking over to a treat with a team name written under it.
So our charity pick is going to be Saturday at 3 o'clock in the Championship, and it's Reading against Middlesbrough, and I'm going to take Middlesbrough here at evens. So as you know, I like Middlesbrough to win the league this year, but at the minute they're sitting 19th with 2 points off 3 games, scored 5, conceded 6, whereas Reading, they're 18th, they've got 3 points, scoring 2, conceded 6. We look at the games they've played. So Reading have lost to Blackpool. They beat Cardiff 2-1. They got absolutely hammered by Rotherham, who got promoted from League One last year, 4-0. I mean, if you watch highlights of this game, the Reading keeper, Lumley's had an absolute shocker. It's 3 goals are his fault. So hopefully he'll start a goal this week. But they've got Shane Long as their main attacker as well, so it's no wonder Reading aren't scoring a lot of goals. Good player, good workhorse, but he's never going to light up. And
he's not a 30-goal season player, is he, really?
Yeah, no. And obviously, Paul Ince is the Reading manager, and they've got Tom Ince, who's never going to get subbed no matter what he does, is he, Tom Ince? So he's living life. But Middlesbrough's 3 games. They've had a 1-1 draw with Albion, lost a tight game to QPR 3-2, and a 2-2 draw with Sheffield United last weekend. So they've had a tough start in terms of fixtures. But, I think Borough are going to get the season started here with a win. They've only lost once in the last 10 games against Reading as well, and done a bit of business this week. So they brought in Mowat from Albion, midfielder, which I'm surprised about. I'm surprised Albion have let him go. Obviously, Bruce doesn't fancy him. And they've got Marcus Force from Brentford a few weeks ago. And they've also brought in Matthew Hoppe, an American international from Mallorca, Don't look at his scoring rates because it's not great, but hopefully he might be able to get settled in the championship. Yeah, and get settled. But, you know, like I said, this is a game Middlesbrough really got to target a win here, and I think they're going to get one here. I don't think Reading are going to win. I wouldn't be surprised to see Reading fighting relegation this season. So.
Cool. So a nice selection of games are Friday, Saturday and Sunday. So Nagoya, a draw between Heidenheim and Bielefeld and a win for Middlesbrough comes out at a perfect 10-1.
Nice.
There you go. So hopefully £110 going to charity next week, or more likely myself and Dave having a go at Gordon for, you know, of all the games in the entire world to try and pick a winner for charity. There must have been better options, man. Out of all the games in the entire world, and predict the result, the easiest one you can do is a draw between a team that's flying high and a team that's getting nothing going for them. Wonderful.
I mean, that's what I like this week. That's just, I had a look, I went through all my leagues. Quite a lot of my leagues are suffering for at the moment when it comes to the Danish ones and the Norwegian ones and the Swedish ones, is that they're playing Europa League. The teams I want to back are playing Europa League midweek and then playing some diddy at like 1-7 at the weekend. Like, there's no value in that. I went for something a bit bolder here. I look forward to
I wanted to come in.
£110 going to charity after this.
Let's get it, lads. You know, £110 for charity on next week's show. In the meantime, just a reminder, we do have a Facebook page. Just search Trample Bet Podcast on Facebook and you can join in the conversation there. And our Patreon channel as well, www.patreon.com/trampledbet. And you'll get the cheat sheet with everything written down. All the picks we've been through there. And if you did fancy the 12-fold, 17,957.96-1. So there you go. Throw a pound on that.
It's going to happen. Throw a pound on it.
That's the dream. You know, it's going to happen one day. And if we've got 9 results in and it's going into that Heidenheim game, maybe have a wee look at that cash out value.
Aye, very good. Thanks. Thanks for the
vote
of confidence there.
Just have a wee look. Dave, it's been a pleasure as always, my man. Thank you very much.
No worries.
Gordo, good to see you too. And I'll see both of you gentlemen this time next week. Enjoy the weekend, everyone. Thanks for listening. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trampled Bet podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon and Gary Black. Part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.